Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Ephraim. And if you're a value customer of Discover Card, then you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation. And the great thing is that Discover feels the same way. That's why they offer all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. You can learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. We got our man Antonio Daniels, the New Orleans Pelicans color analyst, joining us at the bottom of the hour. Of course, NBA champion as well. So that'll be fun as it always is. But I'm returning to some NBA talk with my man Ephraim Salam. And Ephraim, one of the big stories to come out of Golden State winning their fourth championship in this run, this dynastic run, four titles in six trips to the finals in 8 years, is the discussion of, is Steph Curry now a top 10 player of all time? And a lot of people are throwing that phrase out. Oh, he's top 10. He's top 10. And a lot aren't putting lists with it. Right. So I think most people, when they think top 10, they're really thinking about 14 or 15 players. And I actually think some people are doing it so much that I almost think some people think of it as a designation, which I'm going to be honest, I would be fine with. But it's almost like people saying, oh, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. or he's a superstar. Like, it's like it's a designation. We don't know the exact 10. It might be 12, but you're in that group. You're that great that you're in. You're a top 10 player. And again, I would be cool with it because it obviously is incredibly difficult to name 10. But I think it should be done. I did it. Okay. I put Steph Curry in my top 10. And let me just say this before I go on. Here's what I view, because it's difficult, obviously. You got eras, right? You've got different positions that guys play. You've got different skill sets, different roles on the team. So I think all those are important, and guys are facing those different situations. Obviously, statistics, you know, championships, things like that are important, just all around game skills. But here's what I don't think best player or better player is, Ephraim. It's not a checklist of skills. If it was a checklist of skills, David Robinson might check more boxes than Shaq. But obviously, Shaq was better. If it was a checklist of skills in football, Aaron Rodgers would be considered better than Tom Brady. But obviously, it's not just the checklist of skills. It's not who can win one-on-one, right? If Kyrie could beat Steph one-on-one, maybe he could, maybe he couldn't, I don't know. That doesn't mean he's the better player, at least in my view. We had Tracy McGrady on a few weeks ago, Ephraim, and he said, he was like, LeBron's the best player of this era. But I think there, he said he thinks there's a lot of guys who could beat LeBron one-on-one.
Yeah, well, when we...
And so I don't think that, I think as important as all the other things are, and it's a mix, it's a gumbo, I think the big, one of the big factors, one, is impact on winning. I think that's how you can compare guys of different positions, skill sets, all of that, impact on winning. And so when I look at impact on winning, Ephraim, that's how I put Steph Curry in the top 10 all time.
Okay, now, I never thought about in a top 10 list of all-time greats in the NBA, one-on-one basketball.
Okay.
Because that's not what they played.
Right.
They played.
But some people think that
Okay,
so
well,
you're with me.
Sometimes you got to start weeding out the some peoples. Right? Like sometimes when you're in these arguments and you're in the barbershop or you having these discussions, you got to recognize who you're having an argument with. Right? And you got to start just weeding people out. Like
I feel you start
nodding a lot and be like, okay. But you don't give anything back, so you don't have to continue with the foolishness. All right? So when I think I get
a lot of practice at that.
I'll tell you this. You say you put him in his top in the top 10.
Yes.
So my question to you would be, who do you take out? Now, yeah. I just typed in on Google, top NBA players all time. This is what popped up. Just the pictures right here. It says, it's Jordan, LeBron, Kareem, Tim Duncan, Bill Russell, Shaquille O'Neal, Magic Johnson, Wilt Chamberlain, Kobe Bryant, Larry Bird. Yep. If we just said, okay, that's going 10. To be the top 10, who do you put Steph in front of on that list?
All right,
that's
here's
a better. That's a better question.
Yeah, no, it is a good question because you got. That's why most people don't do lists. I did a list,
mm-hmm.
And let me preface it with this.
Oh, here we go. you know, it's some bull jive when somebody say,
"No,
before I tell you something,
let me give the whole context of the story.
Okay,
I have been a huge proponent of Wilt Chamberlain.
Okay, yeah. I mean, how could you not be?
Right. I have called the NBA record book the biography of Wilt Chamberlain because it is to a large degree. You know it.
Yes.
What do we say when guys put up huge numbers, when Kevin Love was getting 20s and 20s, rebounds, points in Minnesota? Biggest, best number since the merger,
mm-hmm.
right, of ABA, NBA. It's really best number since Wilt Chamberlain. And here's what I did, Ephraim. I said, I believe, and I think you would agree with me, today's players, mainly the great players, but today's players are under the most scrutiny of any players in league history. That goes for all the leagues.
Well,
right?
Of course, because there's more because of social media. There's more analysts out there.
More, but even before social media certainly is a factor. But I'm talking about traditional media. Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Wilt Chamberlain, Larry Bird, so on and so forth, did not have debate shows every single day.
Right.
So, like, if Michael missed a potential game winner in Utah on a Tuesday night in January, it was no big deal. People don't even remember that. Today, it's talked about ad nauseum. It's said it's compared to Jordan and all the greats all time. It becomes a big deal. So these players are under far more scrutiny than the players of yesteryear. And so what I did, Ephraim, I said, what if Wilt Chamberlain, and all the players, but what if Wilt Chamberlain was playing today and under the same scrutiny as the rest of these guys? And I looked at everything, and I found Wilt Chamberlain would come up wanting. As great as he is, as great as he was, he would be getting crushed with these discussions today because we know he won two championships. His numbers individually are the best we've ever seen. But Wilt Chamberlain often came up small in the big moments. Wilt Chamberlain averaged 30 points, Ephraim, in the regular season and only 18 in the finals. If a player today had a 12-point drop, that type of drop, he'd be getting heavily criticized. Mm-hmm. Steph Curry got crushed for scoring 16 points in a game. Steph Curry's never, ever had a finals game in which he scored in single figures. Wilt Chamberlain scored 4 points in the finals game, 5 points twice. 8 points twice, 10 points twice, 12 points three times, 13 points once. Like, he only played the same amount of finals games, 35, as Steph. And he was a huge scorer. And those are games, not games he got hurt, not games he fouled out, games he played, some of them, 48 minutes. Not just 40, 48. And then, of course, he kept losing to Bill Russell. He lost to Willis Reed, he lost to Kareem. The year they finally got over the hump, the second championship, and won, Willis Reed was out. So he didn't have to face him in the finals when they played the Knicks. And people would say, well, Russell had all the Hall of Famers, Wilt didn't. Well, Wilt played 4 full years with Jerry West. 2 of those years, Elgin Baylor was there. The other 2 years, Gail Goodrich, another Hall of Fame guard, was there. And I'm not doing this to disparage Will. Unfortunately, when you had these discussions, it sounds that way. But he's a great. He's right there at that top 10. And I won't get mad if anybody got him in their top 10, which most people do. And I have it throughout my career. But if I had to take one looking at that list that you said, because all those other guys are on it, I had Wilt off and Steph on with the rest of those guys you named.
Okay, so what about Oscar Roberts?
I've had Steph as the second best point guard for the last couple of years, so that wasn't as big a jump. You know, Magic's first, Steph second, Oscar third, Isaiah fourth on my list.
And look, under that rationale, I can't. I wouldn't.
You
be
understand
able to,
where I'm coming? I mean, I'm not trying
me
to diss
personally.
Will. I'm just saying.
I get it. Me personally, I wouldn't put Steph in the top 10 over Wilt Chamberlain, because if Wilt Chamberlain in his prime stepped on an NBA court today, he would dominate. Do you
dominate?
Know why? He would dominate. Do you know why? Because there are no centers in the NBA. Okay? So, and the very same game where Al Horford had
Wait a minute.
The very same game that I watched and you watched and everybody watched in the finals where Al Horford had Steph Curry guarding him in the paint and he decided to dribble, and throw it back 28 feet behind the three-point line, Wilt Chamberlain is going to rip the rim down on top of anybody that the Golden State Warriors could have put out there in front. You get what I'm saying? So there are no centers.
He would be awesome. There's no doubt.
There are no centers left to stop someone with Wilt Chamberlain's ability.
But would he have dominated? He would have been great, but would he have dominated the Kareems, the Shaqs, the Olajuwons? I know he would have been one of the greats, obviously.
He would have been seen right because he was the Shaq of that time. Right? Like he was the unstoppable force of that time. So if you put him right now where Steph Curry plays today in this era against the centers that they have now, what do you think Wilt Chamberlain would do to DeAndre Ayton? Or what do you think he'd do to
he'd be great.
First of all, he's fast.
Would he lead teams to championships?
He was one of the fastest players in the league at the center position. So
he's arguably the greatest athlete.
He's not going
to
be lumbering down the court, right? When you see this gazelle of a man who's 7'1", right, 265, sprinting past everybody, you know, in today's NBA, that's a different dynamic. It's like, who is that? What is going on here? Right, what I'm looking at. I'm looking in terms of that for me, I wouldn't take him out of the top 10 for Steph Curry. I put Steph, you know, in that, you know, 11 to 15 range all day long.
That's fair. And I hate having Wilt out, but again, one of my big factors was
and plus he slept with 20,000 women, so you got to throw him in. I mean, come on, man, how you gonna take him? I got let's play a player right there, man. Come on, man.
How'd he play, right? How'd he play with all that? All right, look, eight. It's the odd couple. We're gonna give you a chance to weigh in now. Ending on that note, 877-99 or Fox 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in with me and Ephraim. Is Steph Curry in your top 10 all-time players? Your turn to weigh in with The Odd Couple, Chris and Ephraim, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right. It is the iCouple, and if you're dealing with a dead battery, you know where to go. AutoZone, it's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to the Zone. AutoZone, your battery solution at America's number one battery destination. Ephraim Salam jamming on a Magic City Monday.
You my best friend, man.
All right, it's your turn to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox. Is Steph Curry in your all-time top 10?
All right, let's see what the people have to say. Will in Wisconsin, you are on the Odd Couple. What you got?
Hey, what's going on, Ethan? What's going on, Mr. CB? Absolutely, when I saw your list come out, I think on Twitter or something, there's no co-signing needed for that. It's as official, I suppose, as fair as it is. Steph can't be regarded as the best shooter, even at this point. I know his career isn't done, but we're regarding him as the best shooter ever. There's no way in a league that's designed. I know he's not at the clip where MJ was as far as scoring titles, but he's the best at being able to put that ball in the hoop from a distance, and he's got to be on the top 10.
All right. And look, I think he's a top 5 ball handler of all time. At the very least, I think everybody got to agree top 10, but I say top 5. So, all right.
Top 5 ball handler?
Oh, yeah. His handle is nasty.
No, his handle is nasty.
Right.
His handle is nasty, but that's not what he does. So, there are guys, you know.
But he did it again. He can do it. People get caught up in the shooting. He can finish.
Okay, but
he's mid-range.
What you have to
handle, take you off the dribble.
I get that.
When
you say top 5 ball handler of all time, you can't say, he can do it, right? Because it's part of the game.
He's a great ball handler.
Like when you
now he'll get a little sloppy here and there, but that's his. I think that's his personality. He gets sloppy with his shots, too.
I understand that, but when we're talking about the top 5 greatest ball handlers, right? That's part of their game. You understand what I'm saying? That's part of their game. Because
that's part of his game. How do you create shots? He creates shots with his handle. He ain't doing it with nothing else. He ain't the quickest guy in the world.
No, he's doing it with a lot
of
screens.
He's running around.
He's doing
it
with a lot of screens. He's doing, he's doing the Reggie Miller, right? He's doing
He can do it. He's like a combination of Reggie Miller. He ain't got Kyrie's number one handle all time. Isaiah's in that group.
Allen Iverson, hello, wake up, man, pay attention.
I put his handle above Iverson's.
Who are you tripping? You tripping? Okay, we're gonna go to the people. Iverson. You completely fell off the whole ship.
Iverson had the crossover.
Please stop that.
Real talk.
We're going to MJ New Orleans. You're in the Odd Couple. What you got?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Good, brother.
Good, man. How are you?
All right. I don't currently have Wardell Stephen Curry the second in my fictional top 10, which is speculative. Okay. Right. Let's wait like we used to do prior to putting players into this mythical top 10 and the Basketball Hall of Fame. I do believe whoever's in anyone's top 10 has to be able to transcend any era. Steph, I'm just not sure he could.
But why not?
Great. 90s was we saw the 90s. There's
right.
A lot of players. I'm just saying, if you're in the top 10, you should be able to transcend any era.
Who's to say he couldn't? Boston was physical this playoff series. I thought Boston played 90s basketball in the playoffs, and they shut down or they gave major problems to Kevin Durant. And I even said, that shows you what would happen to Durant in the 90s. He'd be great, but he'd have some trouble too.
Yeah, but
didn't have any trouble.
But
with
you also have to remember that was one team, That was one team. Could he do that every night? Because that was the recipe in the 90s. It wasn't just a one team that was physical. You had to bring your big boy pants to play every single night. No, man, his body physically
he's moving without the ball.
He wouldn't even be.
Well, he built his body up. Well, he wasn't going to be going to the hole like Michael Jordan getting hammered like that.
No, he wasn't.
But he would be moving without the ball like Reggie Miller did and shooting better than Reggie, handled, shake you up off the dribble. Like, look, people can speculate, but we don't know that he wouldn't be able to transcend. Because like I said, Boston's defense this postseason was the closest we've seen to the 90s. And he ate them up. Like a candy bar.
Oh, like a candy bar. So emphatic right there. Let me get out of here with that. Kenny in D.C., you on the Odd Couple. What you got?
Good evening, Mr. Broussard and Mr. Salone.
How you
What's
doing,
up, man?
All right. When it comes to the debate, it's kind of like hard to do for the different eras. Now, I listen to the Odd Couple almost religiously. And you guys never bring up Nate Tiny Archibald as one of the greatest smaller guards there ever was.
Well, he's definitely one of the great guards, period, that there ever was. Here's the problem with Tiny. He didn't have the longevity. I mean, obviously, some players have incredibly long careers. Some players don't. But Tiny, because he got injured, you really look at his resume, he had about 4 years where he really was killing it. And then he got hurt. And then he came back and showed he was a complete player because he was more of a traditional point guard with the Celtics. And he won a championship with them as the starting point guard and was an all-star with Larry Bird on the team. So Tiny definitely is an all-time great. And nobody wants to take him out of the Hall of Fame. Nobody's arguing he's not top 50, now top 75. But that's the chat. When you compare him to the Stephs, the Isaiah Thomases, the guys like that, it's like, okay, because of the injuries, but his career, his like exceptional individual play was kind of cut short because of his injury. And he had about 4 years like that. All right, we got Antonio Daniels coming up. We're going to get with him in a few minutes. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, he's an NBA champion, New Orleans Pelicans color analyst, SiriusXM NBA radio host. Great show. I listen to it in the afternoon. And now a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our man, Antonio Daniels. What's up, brother?
Sorry, you're going solo, huh? You solo today?
No. Ephraim Salam is in for Rob Parker.
What up, man?
Oh, okay. What's up, Ephraim? How you doing, brother?
What's up? You know
Ephraim
he can't do this show by himself. He can't do it by himself. He be in here panicking, man. He be panicking.
I'm teaching Ephraim the ropes, Antonio.
Man,
that's
please.
That. Teaching him how to, you know, sit in that
you.
Chair.
I got you.
Now,
I don't.
Have we talked since the Warriors won the championship?
No, we have not.
Okay, so I can't even remember. I think you picked the Warriors, right? Or
and did six.
Okay, so you had it right on the money. So obviously you're not surprised. What is your takeaway from this? Because a lot of people are surprised. So, well, let me ask you this way. What does it do? Because the talk now is Steph Curry's legacy. What do you think it does for his legacy?
Obviously,
the hard questions. You know you get the hard questions.
No, but obviously adding another championship enhances his legacy. I wasn't one of the people who was on the, oh, well, he has to win finals MVP. And you know, I wasn't with that. If he doesn't win finals MVP, it kills his legacy. Like, no. Like, his resume, his accomplishments, his cachet is what it is regardless. I don't do the whole rankings thing. Like, as far as, like, oh, top 10. You know, my co-host on SiriusXM always says, well, I think Steph Curry just replaced Larry Bird in the top 10. Well, what's the criteria? Bird. What's the criteria? You know what I mean?
I'm going to give you mine.
Then it's a hard discussion to have.
I'm glad you brought that up because that's exactly what we were talking about in terms of – if you list, you know, top 10 of the all-time greatest players, my question to Chris was, who do you take off of that list based on, you know, Jordan, James, Jabbar, Duncan, Russell, O'Neal, Johnson, Chamberlain, Kobe Bryant, Bird? Like, who do you replace on that list with Steph Curry?
I think that this is where the conversation has to get deeper, though. Because now, if that's the top 10, we need some clear-cut criteria on what is this on? You know what I mean? Because it's not based on stats. Because if it was simply based on stats, then Bill Russell probably wouldn't be there. Bill Russell was there for the amount of rings that he won. So is it based on winning? Is it based on stats? So
it's a gumbo.
That's why I don't really like – I struggle with these debates. Because basically, people can sit and say, well, you know what, this is how I feel. And it's like, oh, okay, well, why do you feel that way? I don't know, this is just how I feel. Like, okay, there's nothing I can say to that. You know what I mean? Right. Because there's no clear-cut criteria as to why Steph would be in the top 10 or why he would take Larry Bird out or whatever it may be. It's always a tough discussion to have.
It definitely is. It's fun, and it's similar to the MVP discussion. Because the league gives you no criteria, which I think is by design, right? They get media members they trust for their knowledge and covering the game, and then they say, look, you just vote on whatever criteria you determine, and it does create conversation, which is good for the award and the league. But I feel you. I think stats are obviously a part. I think championships are obviously a part. And I was telling Ephraim, I think impact on winning is one of the ways you can count it. Because you got guys with different skill sets, different positions, roles.
But, Chris, who on that list? Who on that list? When you're talking about the greatest players of all time, which one of those guys don't have an impact on winning?
I'm talking about the greatest impact on winning championships.
Right.
Will Chamberlain. He won two.
That's who he took off his out of the top 10 for Steph Curry, Wilt Chamberlain. Average 50.
Because part of it, Antonio, and I hate it too.
25
I know.
In the season.
If we really get real.
I mean, he averaged 50. He averaged 50 points and 25 rebounds during the season.
But hold on. Can I really keep it real?
Yeah, please.
If you take out half, I'm going to keep it real.
Okay.
There was an unwritten rule back then. That you'd have about no more than four black players per team. So if you took out half of the black players in the league today, you don't think some of Shaq, Allen Iverson, some of these guys will put up just ridiculous numbers? I'm not trying to diss Will. He is an all-time great.
Okay.
I'm just saying,
this is the issue that you run into, though, Chris. This is the issue that you run into when you start comparing and contrasting generations. So J.J. Redick said this a little while back when he was talking about Bob Cousy versus Kyrie Irving. Like, we give guys credit for making first team all league when there are only 8 teams in the league. You know what I mean? Right, we give guys credit for championships when there was only 2 rounds that they had to go through. So this is the issue that you run into. Everybody's not held to the same standard because everybody didn't have to go through the same gauntlet, so to speak. I feel like it's a lot tougher to make first team all NBA when you have 450 players as opposed to having 90 players. You know what I mean?
That's true, right?
And but the guys get credit for getting first team all NBA and being all league during that time. Again, this is what makes these discussions so tough because you don't want to discredit prior generations to make it seem because the reason that the NBA is what it is today is because of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's always difficult to have these conversations because you don't want to talk down or bad or discredit that generation for their impact.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
You're absolutely right, and there's no way that Chris Broussard should have Steph Curry rated 8th on his all-time list.
I'm not hung up on the order, but I'm just saying.
Well, you put him in front of Shaquille O'Neal, you put him in front of Shaquille O'Neal and Bill Russell.
I got him in the
top
10.
I'll tell you today, right now, if you were to give me Steph, if I said, hey, you can take Shaquille O'Neal in his prime or Steph Curry, I'm going to take Shaquille O'Neal.
All right. Well, and we both, right now, we both got 4 rings.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to second that one.
Yeah, I just.
I ain't mad at that.
I mean, you can't be mad at that. So I don't know why you would have him rated high. That's crazy.
Look, I'm not hung up on the order. I'm hung up on the top 10.
Well, you made an order. If you weren't hung up on the order, you shouldn't have put numbers next to it.
The order can shift. I ain't backing up, but I'm just saying.
Sounds like you're backing
up. So where's the problem now? We're in a time right now where when things like this happen with the Golden State Warriors, it brings up different conversations, right? So obviously on social media, you know, somebody the other day said, you know what, lucky Tim Duncan didn't meet prime Steph Curry and blah, blah, blah. So it makes you start to bring up things from past history to start making comparisons and contrasts. And a lot of times some of these people that are making these comparisons and contrasts, they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what they're talking about. Like, to realize that Tim Duncan, even when he wasn't the best power forward to ever lace him up, beat prime Steph Curry. You know what I mean? Beat a really, really good Steph Curry at that time. But just to compare and contrast different things that are going on, these are such difficult debates to have.
No, they are. And they make for good, fun conversation. But, yeah, it's
Can
tough.
Can I ask you a question, Chris?
Yeah.
What's your take on the Kyrie Irving situation?
Well, look, if I'm Brooklyn, I can't give him the max, 5 years max. What I would do is I'd have him opt in, and I'll give him a 2-year extension, or if he wants to do a new deal, 3-year deal, heavily incentivized, right? It can add up to the to the max. But you got to play a certain number of games, 60 games a year, whatever, something like. So that's what I would do. I don't think Kyrie has much leverage. The teams with cap room are bad. Detroit, San Antonio, Indiana, Orlando, Portland. They might not even want him, right? And if they do, he probably don't want to go there. So I don't think he has a ton of leverage. At worst, if they had to do a sign and trade, they can do one where they maybe get some talent back. And they can still compete for a title. What's your take?
Okay, so tell me a situation out there that makes sense for a sign-and-trade scenario for Kyrie Irving where you are Kevin Durant, Ben Simmons, and that talent that you acquire still puts you in the championship fast lane.
I'm not sure. I know there are those out there, but
I don't see them.
Well, if... I wouldn't do this. The Clippers have a bunch of good role players.
Right. But
now, I would want Paul George.
That was one of the scenarios we discussed today. So if you get Reggie Jackson and Morris and Kennard. See, my issue that I would be concerned with if I'm Kevin Durant or if I'm the Brooklyn Nets, is if you bring back talent that doesn't put us in the championship fast lane, what's to say that Kevin Durant doesn't follow Kyrie Irving out the door too?
Right, right. So would you give Kyrie the full max?
No, no, not a chance.
Right.
Not a chance. I would allow him the opportunity to opt in, which is on him, and then I would tack on 2 years for that. That gives him a 3-year deal. So that's not five, obviously, but it's not one. So there has to be some common ground.
Right, they're
going
to have to compromise. I agree.
Right.
Because both they need each other.
It's my way or no way. Not a chance.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Do you think Kyrie will opt in?
Yes.
Yes. Well,
and I think he'll opt in because it's better for him to opt in because now if he doesn't, something goes wrong with Brooklyn, now there are many more sign and trade scenarios. There aren't a lot of teams out there that have cap space.
Right.
So if he thought about, I want to go to the Clippers or I want to go to the Lakers or whatever, they don't have financial flexibility to acquire him. So he has to go to those places for a minimum deal. That means he's leaving $33 million on the table. No, he'll opt in. He should opt in and then give Brooklyn the opportunity. If they can't come to some sort of compromise, give Brooklyn the opportunity to sign and trade him, move him elsewhere.
Well, and next year, there's going to be a lot of time, good teams with cap room. So, I think at the end of the day, they end up together. Because the other thing, Antonio, and we got to run, but teams know he wants to be in Brooklyn. They already know. He already has said it. And if he's not available where he wants to be, playing with one of his best friends, Kevin Durant, how are you going to be able to rely on him?
At all.
So, it's a lot. But Antonio Daniels, that's our man. We appreciate the knowledge, brother. Thank you, my man.
All right. Appreciate you, fellas. Have a great show.
Yep. Sources say it's next. Keep it locked. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets.
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. And with prices soaring at the pump, Discover's got your back with their cash back program. Here's how it works. You use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target stores. Now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations do apply. It's time for Sources Say.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly 3 decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
That's right. It is Sources Say here on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio segment where we put Chris Broussard and now we from Salam's journalism experience to the test. To see what the difference between a good source and a bad source, let's get right to it. We only got about 4 minutes, so... Right here.
This is also known, Ephraim, as the Chris Broussard Invitational.
Oh, jeez.
So, real talk.
You are fake news.
He hasn't won in about a month. All right, here we go. Story number one. My sources say that Logan Paul, the brother of famed celebrity prize fighter Jake Paul, Logan says his brother Jake is, quote, broke after he invested all of his money into the now crashing cryptocurrency. Chris Broussard, my source is good.
It's broke. Ah. It's broke.
Can he be that stupid? I'm going to say no. False.
I say yes.
Bro. Oh, man. I don't believe it, though.
Why wouldn't you?
He probably lost a lot of money.
Why
all
wouldn't
of
you?
It?
Look, man.
I bet he put a lot of it.
He's broke. By comparison, yes. That if you had $40 million and now you have $1 million, you're broke.
All right, let's move on so I can catch up.
All right, here we go. Story number two.
One for me.
Former NFL running back Justin Forsett, he's a friend of the show. I think he's been on a couple times. He said on Twitter earlier this week that he failed the conditioning test that his 9-year-old son goes through for his soccer team. Again, this is a former professional athlete. Ephraim, you're in the lead. Are my sources good?
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, I think that's true. True?
Bro.
Yeah. Ephraim knew that. He read that.
Yeah, I knew it. But I would fail it too. I played professional. Come on, man. I'm not getting out there. I'm not running none of that for real. The trauma that we have on our bodies, it forces you not to want to do anything like that. Like you don't train. You don't continue to train to stay in shape like that. I'm on the Peloton and I'm on the Tonal. That's it.
Yeah, amen.
Shameless plug. Make them sponsors.
Let's do it because they the real deal.
All right. Level number three, story number three. My sources say that soon-to-be former Laker Russell Westbrook will be the focus of a new Amazon Prime Video show, streaming show, featuring him and Deepak Chopra focusing on how he deals with mental health. Ephraim.
Wow. No.
Okay. Chris.
Wow. I don't think that's true. I think that's false.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Draymond Green.
That is Draymond Green. I forgot that you work in Hollywood.
I'm in the business. I'm in the business.
Kind of cheating.
He's on Google right now.
I'm not. You can see me. You can see me. Look at my hands. You can see me. What you talking about? I'm sitting right in front of you.
They got gadgets in there. Something.
We're currently on Zoom facing each other. And you see me. I'm not even. Come on now.
That's the only explanation for this.
I'm just good. Are we out of time?
Give me my chance.
I think we're out of time.
We're out of time.
30
seconds.
Yay! I don't hear no music.
We out of time.
Oh, did he get to play his music, huh? That's how it works, Ephraim. Look, I'm a generous host.
You're not
I'm
a generous you anything. You just got whooped.
I feel good. You got whooped. I'm appreciative of you coming on the show.
Okay. Whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Tomorrow, when I'm back in, don't be talking about, I be whooping up on them. I don't want to hear none of that.
All right, couple, 1 hour left. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.